as we go to Phil, also in Burnie. G'day, Phil.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
I was just to reiterate some of the other callers, just to say that the regional forest agreement has been an absolute disaster for Tasmania. It has completely locked the Tasmanian public out of any say whatsoever.
So how does the Tasmanian public have a say about getting out of this? If this agreement is so bad, as a majority of people in Tasmania seem to think, I mean, other than the people involved in the industry, how do you get out of it?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, there's been a huge and growing amount of pressure in Tasmania on both sides of Parliament to make some reasonable changes and address this issue over many, many years, and there just seems to be a complete block on both sides of Parliament. And, I mean, as was sort of demonstrated in the Four Corners report on Monday night, is that especially Gunns has in a small island, has just so much power over government processes, and you know, and it's been clearly shown the political donations and the collusion that goes on between major industry players and between government, that there's a solid block and that there's just no chance, or it seems that that's the case, of getting any change whatsoever.
Yeah. Phil, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed.